Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with Mary Kissel, my colleague. She's Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated. She is foreign policy to me because she was with the Secretary of State as a senior advisor, traveling to all these rooms with closed doors where diplomacy matters a deal. And right now there's two wars underway, at least two wars, with satellite wars spinning around. We'll begin in Ukraine. Mr. Biden's position is whatever it takes, as long as it takes. Do you anticipate, Mary, there to be any difference for Ms. Harris should she be successful? All the weapons that are needed, but don't shoot Moscow.
Well, I think that Vladimir Putin would see a President Harris as someone ripe for manipulation because, again, she doesn't have a lot of foreign policy experience. I could imagine him offering up a ceasefire deal that would look attractive to her, but would undermine the Ukrainians and signal to our enemies that we're very happy to give away territory. It's unclear, by the way, just to be fair, what President Trump might do should he win a second term. He too has talked about a ceasefire, although he's been unclear about how he would achieve it. Certainly Ukraine and the war there would be a top three issue for whoever sits in the White House. But again, I think that Vice President Harris would rely very heavily on her advisors, given that her interests are far more domestic than international.
And Middle East. The prime minister has arrived in Washington, I'm told by Bloomberg, and the prime minister is to address a joint session of Congress in these next hours, I believe Wednesday. And the prime minister is scheduled, it's not written in ink, to meet with the president, to meet with the vice president, to meet with the Republican ticket, Mr. Trump and Senator Vance. Scheduled for all that. But we're speaking of the presumption of the Harris foreign policy. Now, there's been nuance, Mary, about the vice president's remarks to do with the Gaza war. I can't restate it because it depends upon modifiers, and I don't have them written down. But in any event, the general opinion is the vice president has been more cautious about support for the Gaza war so far, and that has been aware of the pressure from parts of the Democratic Party that are consistent with the Palestinian writ. So do we anticipate that to be filled in these next weeks of the vice president's speechify?
Yes. If there is one foreign policy position that Vice President Harris has made clear, it's that she is on the side of the Palestinians and would prefer that Israel not prosecute its war against Hamas terrorists. She would likely also continue the Biden policy of appeasing the power that is behind those terror attacks, which is Iran. So that is a distinct difference between her and the approach that would be taken by President Trump and his vice presidential pick, Senator Vance, who are very strongly pro-Israel and would likely reimpose the maximum pressure campaign on Tehran. I think both sides will want to draw those contrasts because they appeal to different voters. And I think particularly in swing states like Michigan, Vice President Harris might be calculating that a very pro-Palestinian stance would appeal to that significant minority voter base in Michigan that boycotted and protested voting for President Biden because of his, you know, seemingly pro-Israel stances at the beginning of the war. And I think she'd want to recapture those voters.
There's a twist in these last days. The Houthis, who are associated with a family, the Houthi family in North Yemen, you know them well. They were rebels, and now they look to be a sophisticated rocketeer group, which is possibly a threat to the whole region, but definitely a threat to Israel. Do you anticipate there's no policy yet about the Houthis from the Biden administration, the U.S. Navy has been enforcing what it can of Red Sea passageways. The Houthis have been attacking shipping, but the attack on Tel Aviv led to Israel responding with an airstrike against the port responsible for bringing in those missiles. All we can do is guess, I'm assuming, Mary, what a Harris policy would be towards the Gulf.
Well, the fact that Israel felt compelled to strike the territory of Yemen shows you just how ineffective the U.S.-led effort to patrol those waterways has been. And it means, again, that U.S. deterrence has eroded and Israel is just taking its own security into its own hands. That's not a good situation. That leads to potentially some very dangerous confrontations. It also shows you just how emboldened Iran is. I was looking at some of the figures here. Something like almost 90 vessels have been struck by the Houthis since last November. We now have them employing what could be stealth drone technology. I mean, this is a significant issue, not just for the region, but for global trade. I mean, these are key waterways. So it's certainly something that a President Harris or a President Trump would need to address immediately. But one thing's for sure, this kind of half-hearted approach that the U.S. is taking is not working. And we ought to be honest and either say we don't care and we're just going to let Saudi Arabia and its Arab allies deal with this, or we're going to take a leadership role and take out the Houthi leadership that is ordering these attacks, clamp down on the money to Iran, and fully back the only functioning democracy in the region, which is Israel.
Mary
so I think it's a clear choice.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Beth.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.